Guy Sebastian on Hot FM with Brownie and EJ.
It's safe to say Australian Idol finished up not too long ago, and one of the contenders, the winners, who has been going strength to strength and doing big things, was the very first winner, Guy Sebastian.
Good morning, Guy. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm very well. 11 years ago that was,
believe it or not. Does it make you feel a bit old?
It does. It does. I'll get people who look like proper adults. They're sort of 18, 19 years old, and they say to me, "Oh, I was 8 or 7 years old when you won." And that makes me feel old.
And a lot's changed too. I mean, you're not so much the chubby boy with the afro then. You've moved on and you're doing massively. You've made it in the US, which is great to see.
Look, I've been, you know, very fortunate in the last little while, and Battle Scars, you know, got played over there quite a bit, and went platinum, which is awesome. You know, it doesn't happen every day, and you know, in comparison, platinum over here is 70,000, and over there it's 1 million, you know, obviously, because of the population. But it was awesome, you know, to get over there and do stuff like Letterman and Conan and Jimmy Fallon, and, you know, shows that I've only dreamt of doing. And I've got Lupe back on this new album as well, so that's exciting. It's on actually my favorite song on the album, a song called Linger.
That's awesome. We're loving your new single as well, Mama Ain't Proud, on your brand new album Madness. And of course, you are touring next year. It's going to be a huge show. Tickets are on sale right now, which is exciting. But Guy, we do realize you had a couple of issues at home a couple of months ago. Your son Hudson, you had to pull him out of daycare because he was beating other kids up. How's that gone? How have you dealt with it since then? Because it must be pretty hard with Australia constantly watching you.
That's right. Look, I was actually sort of joking. He doesn't beat people up. My wife was so mad at me for that. She was like, "Oh, you've depicted our son as some like grub of a human and he's just beating up other kids." No, we actually moved him out of the daycare because we moved house. But he's pretty energetic, Hudson, as most 2.5-year-olds are. But he's very gentle. He's like really loving and really sweet.
And how are you enjoying being a father again to Archer? How do you juggle being this musician, touring the country, touring the world, and then having these two offsprings of yours at home?
It's tough. You know, it's definitely different to doing life without kids. You know, I used to go away and travel and get on planes and be away for X amount of time, and I guess tour and write and be creative, and life was just about me and my career, and suddenly, you know, you throw a family into the mix and you're last, you know, like what you want, and you know you throw away to the wayside a little bit. But it's a tough juggle, you know, like sort of being away and setting those sort of limits. You know, for me, I don't go away for longer than 3 weeks and all that sort of stuff.
Guy, we're absolutely loving everything that you're doing at the moment. We're about to put on your hit new single, Mama Ain't Proud.
First of all, Guy Sebastian, it's not Jay-Z on that song, which a lot of people are thinking.
Yeah, I've had a lot of people say that he sounds like Jay-Z. And no, it's a guy called 2 Chainz. And, you know, you mentioned I was a chubby afro head fella before. And I was a fat, weird-looking bloke singing this big, mushy ballad. And you wouldn't have looked at that and gone, he's going to end up doing collabs with gangster rappers. It's so random. But, you know, I work with 2 Chainz. He's a rapper and he's very urban, his stuff. But I just love the mix of the two worlds, you know, and met him in Atlanta and we recorded the video and stuff together, and you know, the song's it's a fun song, you know. It's really just kind of just saying, you know, don't worry about what people think. You know, we live in a day and age where you're so judged, you know, by whatever you post, and people comment and do all sorts of stuff. But it's really just, you know, the last two lines say, "Sing like no one's around and dance like your mama ain't proud." You know, it's just a fun song to say, screw what people think of you and just live your life.
Yeah. Guy, whilst we've got you on the line, we want to have a little bit of fun with you because Brownie's got a friend. Her name's Christy. She owns a shop called Price Attack. Yeah. And she's at home sick today, not feeling the best.
Normally we'd get you to call up and give her a call and say how much you're a big fan of hers and how sorry you are to hear that she's sick, but we want to play a prank on her, if that's all right.
Of course.
What we want to do is get EJ to pretend that she's Katie, who works at Price Attack, and she's going to be handing the phone over to Christy, saying there's an irate customer who's not too happy with his haircut.
That she's done on me?
Yes. I'm the hairdresser, and you're going to be in store with me. So we're going to give Christy a call on her mobile, and I'll be acting all scared of you, and I'll hand the phone over to you. And if you can, tell Christy exactly what you think of her dodgy haircut that was given to you by Katie, which is me. And the real catch, are you able to try and drop as many song references into this conversation as possible?
Oh, geez.
Is that going to be too tough?
Well, to make it a bit easier, you can use just your songs, any song you've released.
All right.
Excellent.
Pull out Wikipedia and research yourself.
Yeah. Whilst you're Googling that, we will get Christy on the line.
Hello?
Hey, Christy. Is that you, Christy?
Yes.
Hey, it's Katie from the shop.
Yeah.
Hey, sorry to call you. I'm so sorry to call. I know you're sick. I've got this customer in store, and he's been really difficult, so he wants to speak to you. Is that okay? Can he speak to you?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to hand the phone over. He's not happy. Okay. He doesn't like his haircut. Oh, anyway, here you go.
This is my boss.
Hello, is this Christy?
Hello.
Hi, is this Christy?
Speaking.
Christy, I just want to talk to you about my haircut. I got the haircut, and you know it's not cheap. And look, I want to get along with you, but I've got to be real here. The haircut is terrible. And you know, I came into the store and I complained. They said, don't worry, be happy. And I thought, it's not good enough because, you know, I thought, who's that girl that cut my hair? And they told me it was you. And you said to me on the day it will get better. And you said, if I don't like it like that I can demand a refund. But I guess that's why I'm here, trying to get my refund, because I've showed the people my hair here and they say it's a terrible haircut. And I know you're sick. I don't want to upset you. And I know it's madness that I'm even calling you.
I don't cut hair, so it wouldn't have been me.
What is wrong with these people? They told me
it was Crystal.
Oh my God.
I'm Christy.
You people are so incompetent.
When did you get your hair cut?
I got it cut last week and it has gone from bad to worse.
Okay, we'll put Katie on and I'll just organise that for you.
Okay, I'll put Katie on. Katie, go back, please. She has no idea what you are saying.
I'm sorry. Hey, Christy.
Yes, so who cut the gentleman's hair? Don't you think it's me?
I'm so confused, but I think it was Brownie.
Who?
Hello, Christy.
Oh, my God.
You don't sound very sick.
Are you pulling a sickie today, Christy?
No, I've got hand, foot and mouth disease, which you must know.
Well, Christy, can we say, or get you to say a very good hello to our special guest? Special guest, can you reveal who you are?
Hi, it's Guy Sebastian here.
You are kidding me.
I'm so sorry.
Brownie, are going down.
That's my best Indian accent.
Guy, you did an amazing job.
I got a few song titles in there too.
You did, you really did. Christy, how do you feel? You've just spoken and been abused by Guy Sebastian.
Oh my God, I am coming for you, Brownie. I am coming for you.
This is absolute madness. Funnily, the same title as Guy Sebastian's brand new album. It is out Friday. Guy,
terrible segue.
Christy, thank you.
And Guy Sebastian, thank you so much for your time. You're such a good sport. And you did an amazing good A, accent, B, a great job at lying. I'm a little worried.
Oh, yes. Oh, geez, I've got a few titles in there. My favourite was the Like It Like That.
No. Gold, absolutely. Guy Sebastian.
Oh, that's a song title. Hey! Keeping this going. This is brilliant.
Grab Guy's new album, Madness. His new single, Mama Ain't Proud. He's touring next year, so get your tickets now. Guy Sebastian, thank you so much.
Pleasure, guys. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Hey, Christy, we've got you back on the line now. Did EJ pull off a pretty good Katie?
Yes, she did. Katie is a beautiful soul and she does panic slightly. She's so customer focused that if anything goes wrong, she does tend to fall apart. So, yeah, good job there.
Yes, that's good.
Now, on the other hand, we've spoken about it during the show. You're not the biggest fan of Guy Sebastian.
That'd be an understatement.
So what don't you like about Guy?
Put my finger on it. It's a lot of different things. I just get an immediate annoyance anytime I hear him singing.
It was his afro, wasn't it?
In the beginning. I mean, you know, the hair life for me. I've been a hairdresser for over 20 years. So, yeah, I guess that's where it started.
And a couple of years back, you said, if I ever get you with a prank involving Guy Sebastian, you'd flip out. But here we are, several years later, finally got you. How does it feel being the idiot?
My ears feel dirty. But don't worry, you know, I'm just taking my time and you'll get yours, Brownie. And, you know, there's a lot of things that I've got on you. You obviously seem to have forgotten.
Mm.
But, you know, we'll work something out. Maybe I'll give my friend Katie a call.
Yes, that is true. I think Katie needs your email address, Christy, and I'll get some dirt off you. But have you changed your opinion on Guy Sebastian now that you've spoken to him?
Well, I mean, I do think he did, you know, a very good interpretation of an Indian coin. yeah, I've got to give him props for that.
And did you pick up on the fact he was using his song titles throughout the whole entire conversation?
No, Brownie, because I'm at the lowest low. I'm the only adult in Australia, I think, to ever contract hand, foot and mouth disease. So I'm at home in the pit of despair. I don't know if you know anything about this disease, but it's horrific. And all I could think of was, I can't even have, you know, a day off work without something going wrong. So I was just panic-stricken. And, you know, listening to the despair in Katie's voice, I was worried about my little staff member.
Well, Katie's a very good actress and we had such a great time playing a prank on you, Christy. Thank you so much for being great at it.
I'm not going to say thank you, but you'll get yours. Hot FM's.